Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
The Morning After News Update.
Take it, friends. Arm yourselves with knowledge.
It's Chrissy Bones. Monday Night Football. Giants 27, 49ers 23. Giants go to 2-7. Playoff hopes still alive. Super Bowl Eli coming up big late. Manning bringing the Giants back from a 10-point second half deficit. Eli connecting with Odell Beckham Jr. for two TDs for the first time since week three of 2017 for the Niners. Young Nick Mullins came back to earth a bit. A couple of INTs. Meanwhile, the raging wildfires from 200 miles south of San Francisco subjected the players and fans last night to unhealthy air conditions. Air quality indexes in the Bay Area recorded as high as 184 yesterday. People in the area warned not to overly exert themselves, and the guys had to go out and play football. Oh, wow. Fans were seen wearing air masks. Players on both sidelines huffing oxygen throughout the game.
Yeah, that's crazy. You know, so you got to be careful out there when you're in that environment. So you can't overexert yourself.
NFL news, former Browns head coach Hugh Jackson back in Cincy. Jackson expected to join the Bengals coaching staff today as special assistant to Marvin Lewis.
Back. This is going
to
end real well.
Hugh is back.
Hugh, the wide receivers coach back. From 2004 to 2006.
Hugh is back. Hugh is back. Hugh is back. Hugh is back.
It would help to pay, too. Like, I've never seen a guy so bad at his job be so mad at his former employers before.
Yeah, crazy, son.
You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people, I've been in this industry a long time, and it's people like, you know, you're fired, and they sort of know, yeah, I kind of sucked at my job, and I kind of knew this was coming. Like, yeah. Hugh Jackson, like, you were you're probably the worst coach in the history of the National Football League, and somehow you've got a beef with the Browns, even though they didn't fire your sorry ass.
They should have fired you 2 years ago,
like,
Hugh.
You've got the problem. I like that.
The timing couldn't be more awkward for Jackson in Cleveland. The 5-4 Bengals play their division rival Browns twice down the stretch, week 12 and week 16. Sad news out of Buffalo. The Nathan Peterman era has come to an end. Matt Barkley made the best debut by a Bills quarterback since Jim Kelly, Buffalo parted ways with Peterman. Bills head into their bye week. Josh Allen.
There's a debate out there. Week 12. Nate Peterman's the worst quarterback in NFL history.
Peterman ranks dead last in quarterback rating, 30.7.
Chuck Whitehurst. Comes to mind in that conversation.
Peterman's worse than Whitehurst. Peterman's worse than Matt Flynn. Like, who are some of the really bad guys?
Brock.
You know who is really bad? Scott Tolzien.
Scott Tolzien was
Really, really bad.
Tolzien was real bad.
Curtis Painter was terrible.
Yeah.
But I think Nate Peterman might actually be the worst one.
Dan, congratulations to Bills fans everywhere. And you, Gabe. NBA News, Warriors All-Stars Kevin Durant and Draymond Green usually keep each other in check when they get too emotional. But last night, the two exchanged heated words on the bench at the end of regulation during an OT loss to the Clippers. KD apparently upset that Green didn't give up the ball with the game tied at 106. Cameras then caught Durant and Green exchanging words on the bench as both players had to be calmed down by teammates before the start of overtime. Neither player addressed the team media after the game, but veteran point guard Sean Livingston did say later, it's just team spirit.
Yeah, if that's what they're going to say, obviously want to keep that kind of stuff inside the clubhouse, inside the locker room, you know, and encouraging the boys, keep that calm down. But I'm quite sure when they got inside that locker room last night, it probably was some, what you going to do? Well, what you going to do?
Other
what
news from
what
Dub,
you going to do?
Other news from Dub Nation. This is crazy. The Warriors are now offering a monthly in-the-building pass to Oracle Arena to every home game for just $100 a month. Each fan can buy up to four passes through the April schedule before the postseason starts. Wait, what's not included with the pass? A view of the game. Fans will not have a view of the court, but will be able to watch from bars, restaurants, and clubs.
And that's not a bad idea.
For how much?
$100
bucks a month.
That's not a bad idea at
all. Wait, but just go to bars and clubs?
Inside the arena.
You're allowed in the arena.
Oh, okay. That's still not terrible.
No, it's not bad at all. And then especially considering it's the last year of the stadium, of the arena. The arena closes after this year.
Yeah, you pretty much soak
up the
atmosphere.
So if you want to get, exactly, if you want to be in there for the last, you know, you can say,
I got to be honest,
I was in the building the last year.
I've spent a lot of sporting events. I've spent half my time in bars inside the venue anyway.
Exactly. You know, how often are you really looking at the court anyway? And then you get to be in Oracle Arena, and then you get to, you know, you can say, I was there the season that the stadium closed and that they won their back-to-back-to-back championship.
Three games in the NBA tonight. Hornets at the Cavs, the Rockets at the Nuggets, and the Hawks at those Warriors. In college
hoops. Oh, that Utah call last night, too, game on fire.
In college hoops, Duke blew the AP Top 25 voters' collective minds with one big win. Blue Devils jumped from fourth to first Monday in the first regular season poll.
Justifiably so.
Leapfrogging Kansas after their blowout win against then-number two Kentucky last week. Duke and Coach K set a new record with his 135th week at number one, breaking a tie with
John Calipari,
UCLA, for the most top rankings in whole history. New top five: Duke, Kansas, Gonzaga, Virginia, and Tennessee. And finally, Major League Baseball Braves outfielder Ronald Acuna Jr. was honored with the National League Rookie of the Year Award on Monday.
Well deserved.
27-30 first place votes. Juan Soto and Walker Buehler.
Well
second
deserved.
And third. Angels two-way phenom Shohei Ohtani, of course, won the AL Rookie of the Year award at season.
How's that a joke?
That's a joke. Ohtani could barely stay healthy.
After a season.
Pitched every now and then.
In which he did something that no player had done in 99 years, pitching and hitting on a regular basis.
That's a joke. That should have gone
it's
to Miguel Andujar.
Because Miguel Andujar and Gleyber Torres.
What team does Andujar play for?
The New York Yankees.
What team does
he
play for?
The New York Yankees.
It's a bias.
The 100-win New York Yankees.
The Yankees second and third in the
Don't make no sense. That they gave that Ohtani clown that award.
Ohtani was the real rookie of the year. He's a phenom, Corey.
I'm a phenom.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Michelle.
Well, I don't know what's going on here today, man. I came in today, I was in a good mood. I figured, man, there's so much to talk about. Things are going to go well. It's a freaking circus in here. My computers break down. Mics don't work. I get told basically 10 seconds, Bernie Federico's coming on.
Now.
I'm like, to talk about what?
And then Michelle just
like,
leaves.
To talk about what?
Listen.
I don't know when we're going to a commercial break ever. We're in and out every 4 minutes. And basically, Michelle sat here until we came back, got up, and threw her mic down and walked out.
Yo.
Like, she basically, like, just stormed out of the room, like, bing.
Like,
I don't think she was happy we cut her off three times for the Bernie. Like, people don't realize, man. You know Michelle better than I do, even, Corey.
Yeah.
You don't Michelle want to upset her.
Nah,
you
Michelle
don't. Like, when she gets mad, it's hard to, like, rein her back in.
No. You get that Jersey girl straight come out of her. But the funniest thing about Michelle is, when we're in the segment, Michelle is, you know, when we're in this, like, she sits here for the whole update, don't say nothing. We come into the segment, she gets up and walks out. Michelle, when we take a commercial break, that's when you go to the girls' room, Michelle, not when we're on the air. And then she just walked out like, do-do-do-do-do.
I'm a major fan of how she manages to break things, too. Like, it's basically a daily basis where, like, you just hear, like, bam, and it's around Michelle. Like, and she doesn't, like, I like her style. She doesn't care.
No, she
like,
don't.
She doesn't look back like, no. Oh, did I drop something? Like, that was just, like, bam. She just, like, sauntered out, man.
She just chastised out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll be back next segment.
All right.
Oh, man, Gabe.
Yeah, so, I don't know. What's up next? We got Ernie Hudson coming up. But just to throw another more little more curveballs here.
Oh, man.
All right, here's Michelle Cervico back. What's up, Michelle?
Michelle's back.
Michelle, nice to have you back.
Nice. Let's go. No, fine. Walk
Thank
through the camera.
No, I'm clearly unaware of this. I'm just going to go when I want.
Yeah, this, Michelle thinks a new format here. He's come and go.
Yeah, but no, Michelle's
come and go.
Like, I don't know when the break is, so yeah.
Don't really care. Not holding it. I don't get paid enough to hold it.
You
guys. I told you. Yeah. We didn't get through Michelle's social stories, and see, I told you. When we come right back, we're going right to Michelle
Please,
because
let's go to
Michelle. She's going
to
leave, all right? The morning after continues.
The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only place to go for 24/7 fantasy sports advice. Once you download the FNTSY Sports Radio app, you'll get the most accurate experts and most entertaining programming in the fantasy sports world. Listen to great shows like Fantasy Football Frenzy.
There you go right there, Goon Squad.
Game Time Decisions.
Good teams win, great teams cover.
Fantasy Freestyle.
You know what it is.
And plenty more.
Boom!
Download the FNTSY Sports Radio app on your iPhone and Android devices now and take the best fantasy sports talk wherever life leads you.
The morning after continues on Fantasy Sports Radio Network. What a chaotic morning so far. It feels like it's like a Thursday or Friday or something like that. It's only Tuesday.
Yeah.
Pete Annapolis is going to join us a little bit later on. We're going to talk NBA basketball. A ton of stuff going on in the association. Warriors lose last night to the Clippers. Raptors actually lost last night to the Pelicans. But we're now joined by a man who obviously, and we're going to ask him about that, whether it upsets him a bit, but the amount of acting credits that this gentleman has is unbelievable. It's like, we don't even have time to keep on scrolling, but one of the, you know, great movie, The Basketball Diaries, of course, Ernie Hudson was in The Basketball Diaries, and as somebody that is an old TV fan, I'm impressed that he was on Fantasy Island before. Ernie Hudson steps up and joins us. Ernie, welcome to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. How you doing, Ernie?
I'm doing fine. Yeah, it's great to be with you guys.
So, Ernie, like, is it basically, you've done so much in your career and you still continue to do stuff in your career, but to so many people, you're the dude in Ghostbusters. How many times a day do you get it? Like, you know, like, do you ever think, you know what? You could come up and ask me about the secret life of an American teenager. You could ask about something else. But does it get old at all, or you just embrace that?
Well, you know, at my age, I'm happy that someone comes up and says hello with a smile on their face. So I don't care what the credit is. You know, I've done a lot of things over 50 years in the business, and people really, you know, I'm really proud of, especially a show like Ghostbusters, you know, but the Crow, you know, their films that the Oz TV series or whatever it is, if it brought some happiness, people feel good about it. It means a lot to me. I appreciate that.
Your versatility is really, really unbelievable. Like, you know, you look from the, you know, the traditional American TV sitcom to, you know, hardcore shows like Oz to iconic sort of family type movies. You've been pretty blessed, haven't you, to be involved in so many different types of projects.
Yeah, it's called I Gotta Get a Job. So whatever the job called for,
oh, man,
I gotta do it. But and that this show I'm doing now, The Family Business, what I love about that show is all of those different sides. It's great to have a character where you can show all of the character, because so much of the stuff has been, you know, when I did Ghostbusters, kids would always ask, where does Winston go? And what they meant by that was, who is Winston when we don't see him on screen? So it's nice to have a character that people can see behind the actions of what people do.
Yeah, so tell us about this. So I see you got so many things going on, but one thing I know you're proud of is the Carl Weber's The Family Business on BET, and it's a prolonged series. So what is it about?
Yeah, you know, it's based on a series of books that Carl Weber wrote. There are 8 books in the series. They're New York Times bestsellers. I don't know how many millions have been sold. But and it's about this family that owns the largest exotic car dealership in the country. But they also have some underground activities. This guy's built his empire, his whole family. He's involved in the business. And it's about the family sort of staying together, kind of a godfather story. You see this guy be really ruthless when he has to be, but you see him on the floor with his grandkids rolling around. And what I love about it is we really get the full characters. And it's an amazing story about family and what we do to protect our own. And I think for me, a lot of the stories and what I see in life is a lot of people are very confused on how do we hold our families together? How do we protect our families? How do we, you know, go to the mat for our families. And this is a great story about family.
Now, well, I was going to ask you about the Lakers and LeBron being in L.A. and a little basketball right now, but very, very crazy what's going on with the fires right now. Has it affected you? And
right now, I'm talking to you from Lake Arrowhead. I'm sitting here looking out at the lake, and the only reason I'm here is because we were evacuated at 3 a.m. Friday morning. My wife, we got the call, and I didn't see right around me. It didn't look like it was much of anything. But we thought, let's just get out of here. So we came up to Lake Arrowhead, what we love, and I got pictures from neighbors who were leaving much later, and fire was right up to the door so far. You know, they were able to save the house because some people stayed back and fought the fire. But But yeah, no, I've been in California over 40 years, and it's absolutely the worst that I've ever seen. We have friends who've lost everything. I don't know. There's a lot of things going on, and you know, we can be in denial of whatever, but I say whatever we can do, real or not real, we should be doing, because it is only getting worse.
It seems to be more and more, too. I used to live in L.A. I lived in Hollywood in the late 80s, like from like 80, yeah. 88, 89, something like 91 or whatever, and there were forest fires, Ernie, but not like this, and not like repeated, and not like raging, yeah. and just as hot as it is. Whatever the reason, what it is, you can't deny it's happening with a way more frequency, isn't it?
It's happening. And if there's something we can do, we should do it. It's not like, well, it's not real, so we're not going to do anything. I mean, come on.
They got to start with putting it out. Just, like, that's the first thing. Well, they got to start with putting this out.
Yeah. I think taking our resources and going, okay, I mean, because it's not just the fires. I mean, look at the flooding and the tornadoes and the hurricane. I mean, really? And I think we should be, if there's something we can do to help the environment, I think we ought to be thinking about that and taking a real serious look at that, because they're only intensifying and they're only getting worse. That's a natural disaster, and I think people are confused, and to say nothing of the man-made disasters that we seem to be happening every week around us. There's something going on I think we need to take serious and not be in denial of.
On a lighter note,
of course, once it happens, then we have to do something. But yeah, so anyway, that's just my opinion.
Ernie Hudson with us. So on a lighter note, Ernie, on the way out here, you have been in L.A. For a long time, so I don't really see you. You know, are you one of these guys, courtside guys? You're not like the big celebrity basketball fan or anything like that. But you're in L.A. now. The Rams are doing well. LeBron is in L.A. Do you go to games at all?
You know, I don't have a ringside seat. We don't go all the time, but I like to go to games. You know, I'm probably not a big sports fan. I sort of love. You know what I love about sports? I love, my brother is a huge Laker fan, and so I love hanging with him. My friends, I kind of go with. I love the communal spirit of it. So I love going to games and just sort of being in that spirit of it. But
it's a weird deal. You know, it's a weird deal, Ernie, that I would imagine every athlete knows who you are, but you don't know who they are. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's kind of a rarity. Like, I could see that where you're walking out in the tunnel outside a Laker game and players would be like, damn, it's a dude from Ghostbusters. And you'd be like, I don't know that he's on the Milwaukee Bucks. You got something, Corey, over here?
Listen, that's Giannis. No, yeah, no, I disagree. I agree with what you said right there. That was it.
Well, you know, it's funny. I was in New York, and I was with a good friend of mine, and we got on an elevator, and Karl Malone was on the elevator, and my friend's eyes just sort of, he was like, oh, my God. He was so out of control. and Karl looked at him and just kind of just tried to pretend that he wasn't there. But then suddenly Karl looked at me, and suddenly his eyes got all, so it was funny.
That's what I'm saying. I'm glad I asked you. Yeah, but you see, that's not cool. Karl Malone was going to big time your buddy until he saw your buddy was hanging with you.
Yeah, no, it's, to be able to be a part of, the entertainment industry and whatever level that is. I just did a LeBron company. We just did a basketball game with, God, I'm going blank on the name now, but it was one of the video games that's coming out, interactive, and it's very exciting. And LeBron is, you know, he's producing shows, and you know, see these guys take it beyond just the sports. I mean, they're producing, they're contributing to communities. They're making a huge difference, you know, to society, and that's really extraordinary. It's not just about individuals, you know. I think being responsible, I guess, is what I'm trying to say, and that's very inspiring.
Ernie Hudson with us. I wish we had more time, Ernie. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us, man.
All right.
Oh, thank you guys so much. Watch Family Business tonight. Take
all right.
care.
There you go.
Nice guy.
Love it. Hey, we got breaking news, and guess who it involves? Brett McMurphy and Zach Smith.
Wow. Oh. On the other side.
The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only place to go for 24/7 fantasy sports advice. Once you download the FNTSY Sports Radio app, you'll get the most accurate experts and most entertaining programming in the fantasy sports world. Listen to great shows like Fantasy Football Frenzy.
There you go right there, Goon Squad.
Game Time Decisions.
Good teams win, great teams cover.
Fantasy Freestyle. You know what it is. And plenty more.
Boom!
Download the FNTSY Sports Radio app on your iPhone and Android devices now and take the best fantasy sports talk wherever life leads you.
Yeah. If you're hooked on the DailyRoto.com, I got good news. Now you can buy the DailyRoto.com Elite Package. It gives you access year-round to a suite of successful tools and projections that DailyRoto.com subscribers have been using to print money in NFL, NBA, NHL, MLB, and PGA Daily Fantasy. And when you sign up for the Elite Package, you'll get the new NFL betting tools they have rolled out for picks against the spread, money line, game totals, and player props. Head on over to DailyRoto.com right now. Click on Go Premium and sign up for the Elite Package. Use the promo code FNTSY. Tell them the fantasy executive sent you.
All right. So while we were interviewing Ernie Hudson, and a nice guy, Ernie Hudson.
Yeah, he's a cool cat.
Nice guy. Yeah. I was trying to tie it into sports somehow, but
whatever. We got it done. We got it done. We're only one team, Gabe.
Yeah, like so. Nice guy though, Ernie Hudson. Enjoyed talking to him. But while we're looking up, I look up and it's been chaos here today. Right? It just has. I look up and I see Corey acting all crazy. So I think Corey wants to say something to Ernie Hudson.
Yeah.
So I said, I'm like, yo, Corey.
That's what I thought too. I was like, he's got something good to say.
No, he really did. Like,
yeah.
Corey did this, like.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, something's
he's
going on.
He's making faces.
Yeah.
So I'm like, wow, he really wants to ask Ernie Hudson
about
something.
Ghostbusters. Right, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I figured, yeah, you can ask him something.
No, I like the enthusiasm.
I throw it over to Corey, and Corey just throws, I agree with what you just said, Dave. Yeah. And I realize Corey has no idea. I'm like, man, I don't know what's going on today. Like, everyone's just like. Like you said, when Boogie Cousins, the voice of reason.
Yeah.
Like, normally, like, I'm thinking, I'm like, am I the last, like, stoned and baked one here?
Yeah.
I'm thinking, like, is everyone, like, are you guys all on, like, pills today? Like, what's going on in here? Besides Michelle.
Yo, but listen, we got another story.
So we got breaking news.
So
we need our own, like, ESPN has, like,
breaking news. Live from Studio 34.
Live from Corey Porter.
Zach Smith and Brett McMurphy are at it again.
So listen, we were going to get into Zach Smith already. We never got to it because people keep rudely interrupting you. Right? Yeah. Not me. It's not my fault.
Right. No, it's not your fault.
But we were going to get into Zach Smith being psychotic. And try to bring Tom Herman down with him.
Right. And why he chose him over everyone. And now you explained it before because you said the...
Well, yeah, his wife hooked him up with this Brett McMurphy dude. And
yeah.
I guess he sort of encouraged it. Yeah, you should speak if he's abusing you.
Right.
So he's like, oh, yeah, and you're, you know, what about you getting a happy ending at the massage parlor a couple of years ago when we were on the road?
Yeah. Well... The latest Brett McMurphy story.
Let's change the subject.
The latest Brett McMurphy story.
Every time I bring up massage parlor, Corey like is like he gets sort of hey.
He's like, all right, that's next topic. Next topic.
He's like, anyways.
When did this become about me? So McMurphy, listen. If somebody hates you the way Brett McMurphy hates Zach Smith, you got a problem. This is like a baby mama type hate right here, yo. So he scorched earth on him again with his kid, Trayvon Grimes. He said that they got into an altercation with Zach Smith and Trayvon Grimes. He called him a blank, blank, blank. Blank, blank, blank.
Oh, God.
He called him a blank, blank, blank.
I think I know a blank, blank, blank.
A blank, blank, blank. A blank, blank, blank.
Wow.
Give us a couple of letters in the context here. We're all grown ups in the room.
B-A-N.
A B-A-N. Roof.
An itch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Roof. Behind me. So he called him that. You know what I'm saying? Now.
So you're saying, you're a little confusing here. I'm not speaking. Like, what are you guys all like? Like I said, what is this? Basalt Tuesday?
Corey and me have like the same.
He's talking like you barking now and stuff.
Yeah.
All right. So
Tuesday.
There's accusations that he used the N-word.
Yes. Well,
let's just cut to the chase.
Yeah. B-A N-word.
Yeah. So that's the accusation. The two of them get in each other's face. He calls him whatever he calls him. And then the kid, Grimes, was like, well, what about you and all these college girls? And he was like, what? So now McMurphy has talked to the parents of the kid. And all of a sudden, everything is starting to come out. Now, Zach Smith is tweeting back at McMurphy. And the two of these two dudes need to fight in the steel cage. They need to have a hell in a cell, these two.
Yeah.
They need to have a hell in a cell. This is, like, it's time for these two right here. Because McMurphy going to keep exposing, son. If I'm Zach Smith, I'd be quiet. And I just try to go away at this point. Because now more and more stuff is coming out. And like you said in the break, Gabe, Urban Meyer is going to pay for Zach Smith.
And you know what? You know what's crazy? And I
he's
was
a crazy dude. He's definitely on something. Like
Zach Smith?
Yeah, he's on bath salts.
I was sitting there. Yeah, I was at Xfinity, and I go on Twitter, and I'm reading this. I'm like, is this dude for real?
He's
like,
wild.
He's ballsy tweeting this stuff when he's being accused of what he's
doing.
The
crazy
what he
thing
he
is,
did.
Michelle, the crazy thing is these coaches all protect each other.
Yeah.
And let's probably about, let's say, 25% of them probably have hit their wife before. I hate to be so general.
Yeah.
Where I'm going with this is Zach Smith would have gotten hired again. The fact that, oh, he might have hit his wife before.
If this story didn't get as crazy as it did.
Like, there's a coach at Baylor, Michelle, in which the kids on the team, one kid on the team murdered another kid on the team. He conspired to cover it up with the other kids. And he basically stated, if we all stick together, we can lie here about what really happened and keep our team together.
Oh, my God.
He got rehired. Okay? He's coaching.
Yeah.
Dave Bliss. Zach Smith would have been hired again. For some reason, he just can't shut up for a year and stay off of Twitter.
Yeah.
And now this is over-the-top stuff. And this will bring down Urban Meyer. I've been predicting this for a couple of weeks now, that Urban Meyer will step down at the end of the year.
He has to.
If he had any, if he wasn't a coward,
yeah,
but you know what?
To.
He's a coward. You're a coward, Urban Meyer. You've always been a coward.
He already got having headaches and stuff, so he's already
it up. You've always been a coward. I mean, you go back to Aaron Hernandez and you look in the other way when Aaron Hernandez was shooting people at Florida, all the cover-ups, your players stealing credit cards from dead people, the sexual stuff. We can go down the list of indiscretions around Urban Meyer.
Yep.
You cover up the fact that one of your best friends is beating up his wife for 15 years. And now we find out that your best friend is an assistant coach.
You knew about that. He knew about it. They said Meyer knows about the incident at practice, knows about Zach Smith calling the kid.
No, they're saying Meyer was there.
Meyer was there. So Meyer's.
And this is his father. So people, and no one's going to believe the father. So this is Trayvon's father.
LeBron Grimes, yeah.
LeBron. It's hard. When crazy. I saw LeBron, I know.
I'm like, the only two people in the world named LeBron.
The crazy thing is.
I thought you were joking.
No, but the crazy thing is. I sort of thought the kid name was LeBron.
Yeah, no, the
like
kid.
Like somebody was named after LeBron? No.
No, the grown man
the
name is
LeBron. The father
is LeBron.
Wow. They have to be the only two LeBrons in the state of Ohio.
Like, LeBron a common name? Well, this kid is from Florida. I think this family
is from Florida.
From Florida.
That's right.
I think they're from Fort Lauderdale. So they had like Dade Broward.
All right, so this is what I wanted to get to, though. So you hear when these kids transfer. You always hear this. And I tweeted a story yesterday about Bill Snyder, the K-State coach, who withholds bowl rings, Corey.
Yeah.
If you win a bowl game, but you transfer, you don't get your ring,
that's
even
crazy.
Though it's your property.
That's crazy. That's not fair.
No, it's not right.
Exactly.
Right?
Like, that's for the organization.
He wouldn't answer questions. He's like, I don't, that's, Snyder.
Yeah, I'm Bill Snyder.
But I saw another, remember we talked about it last week where the guy, remember we talked about this, Michelle, you brought it up, and in which a kid said he's going to transfer. And a coach told him, I'll send your ass back to Haiti.
Yes.
I'll ruin your life.
Yes.
Yep.
You'll never play college sports anywhere in America.
Yep.
You'll be back in Haiti.
Yeah.
So these coaches attack these kids when they transfer.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is where I'm going with this. This kid, Trayvon Grimes, his father said he was in tears. That he told his father, I can't play here.
Yeah.
They just called me a bitch-ass N-word.
Yeah.
The coach did.
The coach did. The coach.
Yeah.
Not a teammate.
So he told his dad.
Not somebody on the O-line.
He told his dad,
coach.
I want to leave. I don't want to play for these guys. And then they gave them the old, well, you got to fight through adversity stuff.
Yeah.
When people are calling you a bitch-ass N-word, that's not fighting through adversity.
The
fact that this is accepted and acceptable is just more disgusting, despicable behavior. From teams and college athletics, the NCAA, and specifically around Urban Meyer. Urban, It's time to step down, bro. Yeah. You going to wait this out? Wait it out. And I can't wait. We're going to kick your ass in the final game of the year. And that'll be your bye-bye and your swan song.
And then we'll see you on ESPN next year.
Yep.
Listen, Urban Meyer.
And they'll talk, a leader of great young
men. Exactly. And listen, you can't have
Will Muschamp was talking about how he's a leader of men. They asked him, did you talk to your kids about voting? He's like, no, why would I do that?
Because you're a leader
He never told his kids, hey, maybe you should vote, right? And talk to him about voting or anything, no.
Son is in bad shape right now, Urban Meyer. And as you read, and I haven't had a chance to read the whole story from McMurphy, you know, Zach Smith is already commented back. So it's like, the more Smith opens his mouth, the more McMurphy is like, what you want to do? I got more.
And this is pretty, we forget about this stuff. These guys are kids. So the guy called his father in tears, and he said, you won't believe what just happened. I can't play for these guys. I got to get out of here. His father sort of told him to suck it up, and I guess his mother called.
Yeah.
His mother called after the father and said, our kid's leaving. Like, he's not staying.
Yeah, your mother's more than likely. Your pops, is a good chance your pops going to say, nah, you got to fight through this.
LeBron Graham said his son told him that Zach got up in his face and called him a bitch-ass N-word and said, I should never have recruited you.
And then look what the kid said to Zach.
And then Trayvon said something to Zach about him messing around with college girls.
Look at this.
So the player said, what? You?
Yeah, that's the one I saw. He
so
was like,
not only is Zach beating his wife
Iowa
up, allegedly.
State recruits or whatever. Yeah.
He's doing like, wow.
Not only is he beating his wife up, he's tricking on young girls. You know what I'm saying?
Allegedly.
They go to the college, allegedly. You know what I'm saying? As according to Mr. Grimes. So a lot going on. Urban Meyer, it's time to time to take a break, bro. Somebody new going to be in Ohio State next year. And listen, here's the thing about it. Everybody in Columbus, everybody in Seabus, Urban
Smith
Meyer was
him,
done wrong.
Zach Smith told him he was just coaching.
Yeah,
that language was just, they were just coaching him.
Yeah, exactly.
They were coaching him.
That's not it, bro. Son, and everybody
like,
on
campus. Where is it in some coach's handbook that you must degrade children? Like, this isn't disciplinarian stuff. This is wacko stuff. Like, you football coaches, a lot of you, you're like that guy in Cleveland with girls locked up in the basement.
Yeah.
Like, you're that close to, like, abuse. Locking kids in sheds, sending them back to Haiti, strangling them.
Calling them.
Killing them.
We're
not exaggerating. Yeah. A kid died in Maryland.
Killing them.
They rehired the coach.
They brought him back,
They fired him the day after because they were like, oh, people are kind of upset about this.
Why would you think they wouldn't be upset?
The coach killed somebody.
Remember, what's your man name down in Texas when the kid got the concussion? They was like, go sit in that room.
Mike Leach,
yeah.
They put him in a shed.
This so happened, his pops was on ESPN. I wouldn't have heard about that. This goes on everywhere. But Ohio State, they're going to make it seem like everybody's out to get us.
Yeah, we'll get back to this. Like, Ohio State, you're a cesspool of contamination. What's the wrestling program doing, too? Jim Jordan, I don't know anything.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
I'm just waiting for Zach Smith's Twitter meltdown.
It's coming.
Oh, you know it's going to come real soon.
I got plenty of black friends.
Real soon. I once hit a black chick.
Yeah, exactly.
Too hard to.
Too soon. Oh, man, son. Nobody does scandal like the Big Ten. Nobody.
No, they're out of control.
Nobody does scandal like the Big
Ten. They really are out of control. Yeah. Like, you know, it all started with that whole Penn State stuff.
Yep. And it's
pretty bad.
Penn State, Michigan State, Ohio State, even Maryland.
Maryland, yeah. That's four of them.
Even Maryland.
Now Rutgers,
they got this problem with you.
Rutgers, no major scandals. Besides, they just suck.
Yeah, exactly.
Give them that.
Yeah, they get. Don't even.
Evidently, people are telling me, and I don't know. I never really believed this to be true, but they're telling me Rutgers is actually a good school.
No. Rutgers had plenty of scandals. Mike Rice.
Oh, yeah. Mike Rice, the basketball.
Yeah, I'm talking current, people. Though. Current scandals.
Were they in the Big Ten then?
No.
Yeah, I'm going to say
But the Big
current.
Ten would welcome in a school with a scandal.
You see what I'm saying? They're not opposed to it. You almost need one.
Yeah, exactly.
when
the Big Ten is looking over resumes,
Michigan State always felt...
Oh, a student was killed. Okay.
Yeah. Michigan State always felt like that. It was about to crumble.
Remember,
Izzo was getting defensive last year. I don't know anything about that.
Yeah.
But you know what? Tom Izzo is a media darling.
He really is.
It's okay if his assistant coach punches chicks in the face. And it's the same thing as Urban Meyer. Just Urban Meyer is just running out of luck now.
There's too many things
with Meyer to pretend. I didn't know about that. I didn't know about this. I didn't know about that. I didn't know about this. Evidently, Urban, you don't know anything about anything.
But you're the head coach.
Yeah.
But you're the head coach, make $9 million a year of a football team in the top 10 year after year after year. You know what's bringing Ohio State down besides Zach Smith and Urban Meyer? The fact that people don't like Ohio State fans. Because Ohio State fans, their alumni, people that go to those games, the boosters, they look at it like everybody else is doing it. When you talk to an Ohio State fan about the scandals at Ohio State, they say, well, look at Alabama. Look at Clemson. Look at Auburn. They always point to an SEC school. The bottom line is, take it for what it is. These Big Ten schools are disgraceful, period. It's full of scandals all the time. Nobody does scandal like the Big Ten.
I see the Simpsons have picked sides in the battle, actually, this week. I haven't watched this. I'm a big Simpson fan, but I haven't watched the show in years, or at least new episodes. In Sunday Night Show, Mo, the socially creepy bartender, was almost about to marry a Russian woman in a ceremony conducted by a Russian priest. And somehow they end up revealing that they're pulling for Michigan.
Oh, good.
Mo's pulling for Michigan Ohio State.
Good job.
Can't lose now.
Nah, you got to. Well, listen, that's the game of the year right now.
Oh, big time stuff. This game's going to be off the freaking hook, man.
That'll be a noon start when December 1st?
It's going to be a off the hook game. But listen, Michigan, it's coming up. It's around the corner. Is it December 1st, the date?
We got to look that up.
No, I guess it would be the 25th or something. Yeah, it would be the 25th. Michelle Serpico.
The GQ cover featuring Serena Williams as the Woman of the Year has sparked some controversy. GQ magazine announced Serena as their Champion of the Year with a front cover feature. Some readers took the issue, the typing on the cover. It said woman. Well, it said man, but it crossed it out and wrote woman on top and put it in quotation marks.
People are insane.
Oh, people are really upset about it. Others say the handwriting was consistent with the designer Virgil Abloh's style. I'll show it to you.
The designer is known for that style of handwriting and stuff like
right.
that.
Right, I actually think it's kind of cool.
This is how twisted this is, all right?
Yeah.
People are upset because of the quotations around woman.
Yeah.
That somehow it's a pot shot of Serena, like, oh, like a woman.
Yeah.
Like air quotes, like a woman. But the thing is, it's a compliment. They scratched out man.
Exactly. It's a
compliment.
And the dude,
that's the way the guy writes.
It's
woman.
GQ magazine. That's
they
the
put
guy
her
style.
On the freaking cover, people.
Yeah.
They made her the person of the year.
Right.
It's not an insult.
No, it's not.
Like, the thing is, though, when I saw controversy, I was like, oh, what? Is she showing too much breast? Because you and I have talked about this, Michelle.
Yeah.
Anything that Serena does is controversial.
Right, right.
Like, it's amazing for a tennis player that really doesn't say all that much, everything that she does is the end of the world.
Yeah, it is.
And somehow now, though, this is like the people, I don't know, it's like people, the social justice warriors are unhappy.
That dude does work with Serena and Nike. He's one of her designers.
She looks pretty
good
in the
picture.
You got
one of the most powerful athletes in the world on the cover of GQ magazine. Do you fake woke idiots think that she didn't approve the cover?
Right.
What are we doing?
We've talked about this. People wake up wanting to be angry about something.
They do.
Like, they look for things to be offended about.
Yes.
Like, oh my God, you know. Like, when we're to the point when we are offended by quotations.
I know.
Quotations.
That's ridiculous.
Like, people
that's a great
are arguing
cover.
About quotations.
I love that cover.
Yeah.
The quotation.
On a cover that was, I'm quite sure. They came to Serena and said,
offensive.
Hey, Miss Williams, do you like this one? She
right.
probably said, let's go with that.
Yeah. I don't think she's commented on it. I was wondering, like, what's her thoughts on it?
She probably,
hasn't said anything.
If I were her, I wouldn't pay no attention.
Yeah.
I'm like, let them be stupid.
She probably thinks the world is insane and she's doing better things.
Right.
That's what I'm probably imagining.
Exactly. Yeah, she's raising her daughter.
No,
yeah.
But think
she's
about
teaching
this.
Her daughter not to cheat.
think about this, that this is where we're at right now in today's society, that people are actually spending time discussing whether quotations are offensive or not. What was it a couple of weeks ago, Michelle? Snow White is now offensive.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We had somebody quoted, somebody else quoted Winston Churchill.
Yeah.
And then apologized to that. I'm so this, sorry.
Was what was the thing with Snow White and the Disney princesses?
Oh, it's something about how they thought it like made
no, there
the
was an actress that said, you know, I don't know if I can play this role because
she said it's a bad idea, yeah, for the daughters.
It's a bad role model, like, to be Snow White for young women, or like, I don't know, dude. Like, we're to the point where Snow White's offensive.
How is Snow White offensive? What's offensive about Snow White?
Something about how she kisses the seven dwarves. I know. It's like, I can't even figure out what.
Speaking of offensive, actually, you told us, of course, that smaller people freak you out. And then I sent you the video of small people attacking people on a New York subway.
Yeah, that was.
Oh, no,
that
son.
Was crazy. Stop. See, and now you kind of get where my fear comes from.
Because they, never mind. I want to be here tomorrow. Dude. So I'm going to chill.
Oh, God.
Dude, there was like two sort of small dudes. Yeah. They ain't playing, man. I didn't even want to talk about them because they're going to find out where the studio is and come get me.
And now, and the people,
you saw the video. No, this guy was on his phone on the subway, and the little dude said something to him about keep it down or something.
Yeah.
But he said, you know, screw you, little man. He said something to the guy. The guy, like, smacked the phone out of the guy's hand.
Yeah.
So the guy sort of, like, looked over, but what are you going to do? Like, he was about, you know what I mean?
No.
But then a second little dude came flying
out of nowhere.
In.
He got a homie.
They started pummeling
the guy. And
then
he said, you got to get down low. When
and
you,
it was
when
great,
you got smoke
you
with them dudes.
You would have gotten right down.
Yeah.
And bang.
You got to get down low. You know what I'm saying? You got to get down here. Like, what do you want? What are you trying to get into?
I just ran.
What are you trying to get into, son?
But
You got to be careful.
The best was there was this massive, like, this big brother came up. Yo. Remember? He's like, yo. He's grabbing the little guys. He's like, calm down, man. We got to calm down. It's one of the best videos ever.
I'm petrified of it. I was so scared.
I almost want to find it right now.
I was showing Jake.
You really were like.
Yeah.
It was just days after you said this.
I know.
You're like, I don't know. There's something crazy about them.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, they're fine.
They got and that then look basically, in their eyes. They don't like me. They just don't like me. That's what the problem is.
Really? It's you, huh?
It's me. They have it out for
Who
me.
Who cannot like you?
They have it out
for me. All right. What else do you have, Michelle?
So New Orleans Saints coach Sean Payton confirmed he smashed a fire alarm inside his team's locker room before Sunday's victory at Cincinnati, saying, I just needed the noise to stop. Fire alarms have been going off throughout the stadium for an estimated 10 minutes in the hours leading up to the game. Payton also said, clearly we were having issues with the fire alarm at the time relative to 20 minutes, 30 minutes
you know
before
the Bengals,
we're supposed to be out.
The Bengals called the cops on them?
Oh, they did?
The Bengals reported it to authorities.
Yeah.
That the Saints vandalized the room.
Bengals are petty.
And shot, dude, you lost 51-14. And your response is, we alerted the authorities to the damage done in the room.
Yeah.
Your sorry asses had a fire alarm going off for 20 minutes before the game. Sean Payton's trying to give the pregame speech, and the alarm keeps going off. And supposedly the team loved it. And it actually probably catapulted it. Like, imagine he's giving a speech. The alarm goes off. Finally.
Like, cut it off!
I think supposedly he grabbed the axe.
Yeah.
Supposedly he took an axe and he started smashing
the
alarm.
I like that.
And the team was like, yeah!
Let's go kill him.
And then after the Bengals, you guys are so cheap and pathetic and sorry ass. And you alerted the authorities.
I know.
They called the cops on Sean Payton.
Yeah, Sean Payton said, it was me. I'll pay.
He said he paid for all the
damages.
Law enforcement even said, there's no whatever.
Exactly. Like, the Bengals stink.
Like, really? You called the cops?
Call the cops on Marvin Lewis and that terrible job he's been doing for the last 15
years. I find it ironic that a team that has Vontaze Perfect on it are snitches. If we systematically search the cars in the parking lot of Cincinnati Bengal players, you'd probably find like a half a kilo of cocaine, 300 hits of Molly, 2 pounds of heroin, and like 18 pounds of marijuana.
And a body in the trunk.
Now, I'm assuming that Cincinnati Bengal players have probably killed 3 people and we don't know about it.
Son,
and you guys are calling the cops on Sean Payton.
They had Pac-Man Jones was on that team, Gabe.
Yeah, you employ Pac-Man Jones.
But you're calling the cops
you
on Sean
You employ Vontaze Perfect.
Chad Johnson punched Marvin Lewis in the face. Where was the cops at then?
Like, I love the irony of this. Like, the Bengals, the biggest, like, criminal enterprise in the NFL, Snitches Sean Payton. Oh, they broke our fire alarm in our room.
Yeah.
If I was a cop, I would have told him, you deserve it. You lost 51-14. Now go F yourselves while we do more important
right.
things.
And it was going on for 30 minutes. Like, if it was going
what
on
do you
for
want?
Yeah, exactly. Make it stop.
I got to be honest. My fire alarm in my condo in Toronto, it used to always go off.
Oh, really?
I finally just ripped it out of the ceiling.
I took mine.
And when I moved out, I had to tell the lady, oh, by the way. And I, how do you lie about that? I said, by the way, the fire alarm fell out of the ceiling. I said,
She's
it fell
like,
off.
No, you took it off.
She kind of like looked at me. I was like, yeah, I just sort of fell out. I'm like,
sorry.
And you can totally say it. I think it's actually illegal not to have a fire alarm.
It is. If they come in and do an inspection and you don't have it attached, you'll get a big ticket.
Yeah, you'll get a ticket.
Well,
your
landlord will.
You have to have a fire alarm. It's very important.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what else we got going on?
The Panthers waived C.J. Anderson yesterday, and afterwards, GM Marty Herner said, when we signed C.J. in the spring, he saw a bigger picture than he told us he had, and honestly, at the time, so did we.
Yeah.
Ouch.
They're saying, yeah, we thought he was better than he was.
Yeah.
So more or less.
Pretty harsh.
They're also saying that we thought McCaffrey might struggle, and McCaffrey is not struggling.
No, I don't think they thought McCaffrey was going to struggle,
he was
bro.
103 yards. He was
Ron Rivera said in the offseason they're going to give him the ball 200 times.
That's true, too. But maybe they didn't think that was going to work. Because remember, Sun was averaging 3.2 yards a pop last year. I think he's up to over 4 this year. He's having a hell of a season.
McCaffrey's a good player.
Yep, he is. He really is.
A versatile player. He'll get better as the years go, too. He's not, you know what I mean? He'll be a hard worker, and he'll be focused to get better on a yearly basis. Darth Vader says they should call the cops on Marvin Lewis for impersonating a head coach.
Not a bad idea, Dolph.
Yep.
They're disgusting. Come on, son. They got to do a better job. They worry about the wrong things. We talk about that a lot.
And they bring in Hugh Jackson.
Yeah, they bring in Hugh Jackson.
You guys call the cops on a good coach and hire a bad coach. you call the cops on Sean Payton.
Welcome
like, I don't even know. Like, what do you guys, like, I guess when they called the cops, I guess they went up to a cop in the hallway and they said,
yeah, they probably wanted the
Sean
troopers.
Payton said they destroyed our fire alarm.
One of the troopers at the game probably went to logistics and they were like, let's call the cops.
The morning after continues on a Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Now we're starting to get in a little bit of a groove. A lot of turbulence on the takeoff this morning. A lot of turbulence. We're going to check in and see if Zach Smith is starting to blame others for his issues on Twitter yet. The morning after continues.
The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only place to go for 24/7 fantasy sports advice. Once you download the FNTSY Sports Radio app, you'll get the most accurate experts and most entertaining programming in the fantasy sports world. Listen to great shows like Fantasy Football Frenzy.
There you go right there, Goon Squad.
Game Time Decisions.
Good teams win, great teams cover.
Fantasy Freestyle.
You know what it is.
And plenty more.
Boom.
Download the FNTSY Sports Radio app on your iPhone and Android devices now and take the best fantasy sports talk wherever life leads you.
The morning after continues on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. All it takes is an Ohio State scandal to bring a little life to the room here. You know?
Seriously.
Man, that game this year is going to be some big-time stuff. I would go to the game, and I saw people in the chat saying, man, we got to get Morenci to that game.
Is that in Ohio State?
Yeah.
At Ohio State?
Yeah, and I'll get killed. Like, I will get assaulted.
How's that different from last week or this past weekend?
Yeah,
Rutgers.
Did you go to Rutgers game this weekend?
Yeah, I did. And you know what?
By some youths. Some youths almost killed him.
I got attacked. Well, I didn't get attacked.
I know that's a shock to you, Michelle.
I didn't get attacked, but I swear to God, students started with me. Not me the other way around. But they were little pipsqueak like nerds.
Wow.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, they were calling me old man. They're like, hey, screw you, F Michigan and F you, old man.
Oh my God.
They were joking at first. I was like, hey, what's up, kids? And the kid was sort of like mean mugging me and stuff.
Yeah.
I was live on Periscope at the time. So I said to him, if I wasn't live on Periscope right now, how about I smash your face open? And
Welcome to New Jersey, Gabe.
Yeah. And then, you know, I started to approach them.
Jersey,
they were
like that everywhere he goes.
We're going to get the police. We're going to get the police.
Yeah.
And I told them, listen, you're going to graduate from Rutgers. Uh-huh. I said, enjoy greeting me at Walmart next year, you little punk.
Hey, Gabe, next time you
for
go to
the
Rutgers,
record,
though,
if you're out there, you little brat-ass punk, your degree will mean nothing. You're going to live at home with your family, And the greatest thrill of your life will be find out that I just talked about you on national television. You suck. Rutgers sucks. Your football team sucks and your school suck. All right? You suck. Next.
Hey, Gabe, just to let you know, Rutgers also has the highest rate of STDs in the country, so...
Oh, yeah, God.
That doesn't surprise me. These little punks are probably the ones spreading it.
Did any of them touch you?
No. No. Anything else? Any other questions?
No, I'm getting ready for my update. Corey's trying to walk back in. He's trying to sneak in. And we still got to get Michelle to dance on the star. Not dance. I'm sorry.
Keep dancing on the star. The Cowboys can keep winning football games.
We have to assess the fine.
Like, I don't know how they, you know, like, honestly, like, and you know what? I threw Rutgers fans out of the bus, but I'm going to be equal here on this. I'm a lifelong Michigan fan, but the only thing that bothers me about being a Michigan fan or other Michigan fans, you guys are the most docile, suburban, white picket fence, khaki wearing, BMW driving people that are like my relatives that live in Ann Arbor. It makes me sick that I'm a fan. It really does. I support the team for my own reasons, not because of you yuppie son of a bitches. The morning after continues.
And their dads are IT guys at Goldman Sachs.
Yes, exactly.